following presentation of the Midland City Planning Commission will begin in a moment. The Midland City Planning Commission is responsible for overseeing the city's master plan, conducting public hearings, and offering recommendations to the City Council on a wide range of local land use issues. The Planning Commission consists of 9 Midland residents who are appointed by the City Council. Planning Commission meets 2 Tuesdays per month at 7 p.m. in Council Chambers at City Hall. This presentation is provided by the MCTV Network, a service of the City of Midland. Replays of this meeting can be found on MGTV Channel 188 on Charter Spectrum, through Channel 99 on AT&T U-verse, or on demand at www.cityofmidlandmi.gov. Select meetings are available on MCTV Network's Government Affairs podcast channel.
Good evening and welcome to the special meeting of the Midland City Planning Commission taking place on Tuesday, June 27th. This meeting is called to order. Please call roll.
Craig.
Decro.
Here.
Bain.
Here.
Vanosik. McCoy.
Here.
Broderick.
Here.
Kohlinger.
Here.
Mr. Chair, you have a quorum.
All right. We have one item on our agenda this evening for this special meeting. That is the City Modern Master Plan update. So we'll be looking at both the future land use and the future transportation maps. I'll turn it over to you.
All right, thank you. So it's been a long road, but we're at the final special meeting of this second phase of the Midland City Modern Master Plan process. So you'll remember we started back in October, November, December of last year with goal setting and moved into the mapping and zoning audit of the new calendar year. We've circled back on goals and we're continuing to work on those in development of the draft plan. We ultimately didn't have a need for our last special meeting, so we let you have one evening with a regular start date. And then tonight as our final scheduled special meeting around the future land use and future transportation maps, I will leave open the door that if you want as a planning commission to have additional special meetings as we move into a review of the draft plan and implementation or on other topics, of course, that's always an option available to you. But those that you've proactively scheduled conclude with tonight's special meeting. So beyond tonight, just to give a preview of next steps, since we are at the end of that process, we are working actively on the draft plan preparation. We anticipate that the draft plan will be released to the public on September 1st. At your September 12th and 26th regular meetings, we plan on bringing that draft plan forward to you for discussion, comment, and any questioning you might have about the preparation of that plan. On the 27th of September, we have a joint meeting with City Council to review the plan. October 9th, they'll be asked to release the plan. Under the Planning Enabling Act, there's a requirement that City Council take that action to release it officially for public comment. That opens a 63-day review period, which would wrap up in December. We do have a scheduled open house here at City Hall on November the 9th, and then we anticipate bringing back the plan on the 23rd of January for your public hearing and consideration of adoption. So we're getting close. It's still about a little over 6 months to go before adoption, but that last 3 months is really consumed by that official public comment period. So the work part of this project is almost over until we get into the implementation work, which is even more work, but more fun too. So the purpose tonight is for you to provide us with final direction on the future land use and transportation maps. These are essential components of the master plan, and so your feedback to make sure that these maps represent your desired direction for the plan is really important. We provided these maps to the public in two primary ways for their feedback. We had an online map survey. I don't know if any of you had an opportunity to take a look at that. That was pretty cool. We were able to leverage ArcGIS to provide people with an interactive way to review the map and then to provide their annotations to it. We also had these maps posted in the City Hall atrium at the same time for those who may have wanted a more analog opportunity and also just to increase awareness of the project. The comments we received are here tonight, noted on the maps, and so we're gonna go through an exercise, give you a chance to review those and to provide us with some final direction as we prepare the final versions of these draft maps after tonight. So we'll start with your review of the public input feedback, and your like final opportunity at this stage of the project to provide us with comments on the map. We'll start with that. When we finished with that, we'll kind of, once we've consent that everyone's finished that part of the review, we'll ask you to start using dots. So I'm sure you've all been wondering if we'd get to use dots again. This might be your last chance. That'll be Commissioner Bain's last chance since it's his last special meeting with us. But we'll ask you to use dots to help us understand where there's consensus around support for any of the changes that have been noted either by the Planning Commission tonight or by the public through the review process. Once that's done, we'll have an opportunity for some brief debriefing on the comments, and then we'll be working on final maps to come back to you with the overall document in September. Any questions about the process?
Just one. So you talked about strategies, goals, objectives previously. How did those, if at all, connect to these maps? Are the maps goals and the strategies themselves, or are they emblematic of other goals and strategies?
Yes, so the maps do represent they're essentially a goal of the community. So in terms of our vision for the future for our transportation and network, and as well as for our land use, these maps represent the community's vision. Each of the sections that relate to these maps, if you'll recall, last time you saw these, we had draft language. That was the first part of the plan that really got drafted, that outlines what each district is intended to be and how it's intended to function, or what each element of the future transportation map is meant to represent. And so those are part and parcel of the implementation part of the draft plan. We would look for alignment between other written goals in the plan and these maps to make sure that we're not going in opposite directions with our objectives. But these are just a graphic representation of additional goals of the city, essentially.
Okay. Other questions?
All right, well, seeing none, let's go ahead and we can, if you want to take your mics off, you can move down to the table. Let's start with, it's 6:08, if we could maybe start with about 10 minutes, and we'll see if we need more time to review, if you've hopefully pre-reviewed comments, and give you a chance to make your additional notations. So for each comment, anything that you want to ultimately endorse, we'll ask you to use a single dot to do that.
There's no.
We're not looking for you to spend a budget of dots.
Okay.
We're looking for you to indicate as a commissioner that you support an idea via your single vote. But we're not going to do that yet. We're just at this point reviewing comments and adding any additional comments you might want to add to either map.
Okay, and is that 10 minutes or so for both maps?
Yes. We'll add time if we need it. So, but if you want to start with that. Thank you.
5 minutes to wrap up, correct? Roughly?
That's correct.
All right. Just looking for our final or general comments?
Yep. Yep. If there's anything, any particular final direction. This will be our last formal conversation about the master plan until the draft is returned to you, unless you request
James,
otherwise.
I'm going to start with you since your swan song.
Well, I live in one of those areas that is walkable, and it'll probably get more so now that we've got, you know, more of those big housing units going in. But the learning there is you can't have 5-acre zoning in a walkable community. You know, if you want lots of single family houses, that's going to mitigate to some extent against the walkability.
So what would you put there instead?
No, I like my neighborhood the way it is. I'm just saying that, you know, you can't make every neighborhood walkable. And if you know, one of the things like downtown isn't really walkable because there's no grocery stores, right? And so, you know, it almost looks like maybe you could maximize the utility of that one walkable neighborhood by not diluting it, right?
Well, there's also the possibility of connecting
different
uses to each other better as well, whether it's walking or biking.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the bigger things for me is, I think it's implicit in the maps, but just connectivity in general.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were comments on the map about different areas of the city have obviously developed character to the point where they show up in public comments without direct prompting, and so being able to connect those to each other, I think would be really interesting.
And I was surprised there were not as many comments on charging stations as I would have anticipated. One. There were one or two, but maybe. You know, like put one here or one here, but.
I think the other observation I had is that I think from what we've heard from public comment, I think what we discussed as a planning commission, I know it's come up, the Ashman and Rod, at least being continuing to be a corridor focus area, I think we're hearing is important, unless I'm wrong. But given what's happened recently too, I mean, if we don't end up doing anything with those for a while, I think there are pedestrian and safety concerns, intersection safety concerns at the intersections downtown in particular. So if we don't do the big thing now, I still think there's going to need to be stuff that the community is going to want done at that intersection. But I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. That was the only thing I noticed is that seeing what City Council did the other night and still seeing it on the map, there seems to be a potential disagreement there. So
I saw pieces of it, but I am a big advocate for widening sidewalks on busier roads and putting some sort of a barrier of some sort, posts or something, to help protect strollers, bikers, walkers. Like, love to see that on anything over 35 and over.
Well, and you had a good observation of that. They've kind of accomplished that in Center City right now. They moved it back, and it's wider. Which I think is what you're getting at, right?
Yeah, I mean, you could get rid of, well, I don't know how all this works, but I keep thinking you could probably get rid of all of the out lawns and have it just be sidewalk, therefore widening it, reducing maintenance on that grass. I don't know what it looks like from a city standpoint or not. And then you could even add some sort of barrier and have everything be way more non-motorized friendly.
Yeah, I mean, Jefferson and Eastman are hard though. You know, Jefferson, there's not that much room. You know, it's basically a 2 or 3 lane street and then you're in people's yards. And there's kind of a little bit of room on East Lawn, but just the way it slopes up, you know, into the yards just makes cutting that problematic. So, you might be able to do something by, you know, routing people kind of more on the rail trail to connect downtown and Discovery Square.
But there are opportunities too. I mean, there's a comment around this, the recent Sluggin extension. There's not a lot there besides the Sluggin extension, mm-hmm. and there's no sidewalk right now. So
yeah,
whether it needs to be done now or in the future, I mean, it's, I think it's an example, again, if you're trying to connect different areas to each other, there's some low-hanging fruit you might be able to take advantage of.
And the comment on Drake Street about, yes, there's bike path, but when it's under construction, then what?
Right.
Because there aren't a lot of bike paths.
In general. So when you take one out, there's not a lot of alternative routes.
I like what you said, Andrew, about like the low-hanging fruit, because I feel like it's impossible to make every single street that's already been built super walker-friendly or biker-friendly, mm-hmm. but like where can we do it to connect areas of the city that already have that infrastructure? Just make it easier for people to route from the north end of the city to the south end or the east end or the west end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a little out of the way, but have some method, because there's certain areas that like you really, really have to go out of the way to get up to the mall if you're down in the downtown area. You know what I mean? If you want a safe walking or biking path.
So.
Even if it takes longer, if it's not the most direct route, at least you can do it at that point versus not being able to do it at all,
Without too much inconvenience.
We haven't talked at all about future land use, so I'm not suggesting we need to. I'm just asking if there's any final comments there as well.
Kind of like the one that we put the dots on of like just the concept of making everything sort of a and then sifting it out from there versus the default kind of being low-density residential, because we tend to end up fighting that or, you know, doing a lot of special case public hearings and stuff on stuff like that, where it's, well, we want this special use for this area. And if it started by default a little bit more mixed use, I think it would be less work for us and also open up potential. Or even just like, some of the more future development areas starting as mixed use, not necessarily changing what's already built up.
I think a lot of what I saw on the future land use map, the comments were more goals, but I still think that they're important, because to your point, if we can make uses more flexible or more mixed, then it's going to be easier to accomplish some of the comments that are on the land map that are probably more goals in and of themselves.
Yeah, notice there's a couple different comments. One is like all of it being mixed use, which may be a stretch, but there were some other comments that were about just more of it or more in this area. And I do think there's some value there of starting to think a little bit differently, especially in some of those pockets. I mean, it might be tougher as you get to the outskirts, but definitely in Midtown and up, kind of that downtown area, kind of the center of the map, I should say.
All right, any other final comments? All right, need a motion to adjourn.
I'll move that.
I second.
A motion from Commissioner Bain and a second from Commissioner Decro to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Special meeting's adjourned.